on Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, g'day. Welcome indeed. Thanks for being with me for another edition, another very big, varied edition of The King Review. A whole range of broad topics to cover in the next hour or so. Special guest is a guy that you'll know from your TV screens, Aaron Faso. He's a Torres Strait man, lives in Cairns, done some fantastic work on TV, The Straits, and of course black comedy as well. Well, he's just turned his art to being an author. He's just published this week his memoir. Now, the man is in his late 40s, so why on earth he's releasing a memoir so young is one of the questions I'll put to Aaron, but quite an incredible life he's lived so far. He went from being a Canterbury Bulldog destined for a career in the NRL as in his late teens. That didn't work out, as Aaron quite candidly speaks about. He then became an actor. He went on to be a producer and a writer. So we talk about why on earth he's penned a memoir and some of the lowlights, as well as the highlights, of course, from his life so far. He goes to some, well, fairly dark places. In fact, some traumatic events happened in Aaron's life that are revealed in this memoir released just this week. I also catch up with an independent MP based in South Australia, of all places. She is in Canberra this week with sitting week. But Rebecca Sharkey's put forward a motion in the federal parliament to get pensioners back into the workforce. It's a topic that you've probably heard me talk about over the recent months. Particularly during that federal election campaign. Just how do we get pensioners, allow pensioners back into the workforce without being slugged so heavily on their pensions? At the moment, there's a fairly low threshold of hours and money that they can earn before they're hit fairly hard in their pension. So a great chat with Rebecca. A couple of other surprises as well, of course, on today's show. It's a big one. Let's get on with it.